This is KNKX. This next story is about a group of elementary school students in Pierce County, a dinosaur and a quest for recognition. In 2012, researchers from the Burke Museum at the University of Washington discovered a fossil at Susha Island State Park in the San Juan Islands. It was a small piece of leg bone from a dinosaur called the Sushasaurus, and it remains the only dinosaur fossil on record in our state. Because of that, a group of fourth graders at Elmhurst Elementary in Parkland decided it was time for the state of Washington to recognize the Sushasaurus. So they petitioned their state representative to have it named the official state dinosaur. That bill, sponsored by Representative Melanie Morgan, is now awaiting a vote on the floor of the House. To learn more about the Sushasaurus, I talked to Athena Tosher, age 11, who is part of the effort to get this dinosaur some recognition.
We can't really say what it looks like. It was just one bone that they found on the island.
A Sushasaurus is called a theropod. And what is a theropod? What does that mean?
It means that it's a two-legged dinosaur.
How did you and your classmates get interested in this fossil?
My teacher last year, her favorite reptile is a dinosaur, and we read about another class doing it in another state. That's how we started doing the project.
So she got interested, and you started doing some research. What was involved in the project?
Lots and lots of writing, getting pictures. We had to research if there was any dinosaurs in Washington.
I know we have a state fossil. It's the Columbian mammoth, but we don't have a state dinosaur, so this would be the first.
Yes.
Do you think this bill has a good chance of becoming a law?
Yes, I think so, because it was the only dinosaur bone that they found in it, and they already had a public hearing on it. It's probably going to go through because it's been already, I think, a year now.
Have you talked to people about the fact that you're hoping that this will become a law? Like, what do the adults around you say about this?
The school thing is really hoping that it becomes a law. And my mom also hopes that it becomes a law, and she thinks that it will. My mom thinks that we need to storm the Capitol.
You need to go lobby? Do some lobbying?
Sure.
Well, Athena, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Athena Tosher, a fifth grader in Parkland. Amy Cole was Athena's fourth grade teacher last year and says the idea for the project came from reading assignments.
We read about a class in Massachusetts. They ended up deciding their state insect. And from that, this project kind of took off.
Cole says the project incorporated science, history, government, writing, and most importantly, it helped students apply what they're learning in school to life outside the classroom.
Constantly the question that I'm getting in school is, you know, how is this affecting me, or what does this have to do with me? And it's really exciting to be able to show them that they can have an impact on, you know, our laws and the government process.
The measure is awaiting a vote on the House floor. The deadline for that to happen is tomorrow, Wednesday. If it does not advance, Cole says that will just be a different lesson in how government operates. But if it becomes law, Washington State will join a dozen others and the District of Columbia in having a state dinosaur. And some students at Elmhurst Elementary School in Parkland will be very, very happy.